Could you talk a little bit about Sasha's injury and how that affects how you prepare for the season?
Well, it completely changes the dynamic of what we're doing, you know. Sasha's one of our big men. We're already, I don't want to say a small team, but slightly undersized. And when you lose a player, 6'8", 235, now we're expecting him to play a lot of minutes, and all of a sudden, you know, he's gone like that. So it's tough. We all feel for him. We all are terribly sorry, but it's going to take some drastic changes and to get back on the horse.
Okay, you've been dealing with some injury issues for the first couple of years here. How is that now, and how are you prepared to go forward for a full college season this year?
Well, for the headaches and the concussions, 100% better. I've had no problems since maybe even February, as long as February. And, you know, I try to put that out of my mind and focus on what's ahead of us and, you know, take it day to day. But as far as headaches and everything else goes, I'm not thinking about it at all. I'm just thinking about what's ahead in the season.
Okay. What are some of the biggest things Coach has been preaching with you guys so far this year? And what are some of the big themes that you've been hitting on already?
I'd say chemistry is a huge one. You know, being a team aspect, we did a Marine program. It was just 2 days of boot camp type of stuff, and it was all drills and exercises meant to unite us as a team. There's no doubt that that's going to be important. You know, we got our 12 guys and same core coming back. So, you know, we're going through this together. I think team aspect is a huge part of what Coach has been preaching.
Okay, could you talk about some of the leadership? Do you think you guys, you know, had good leadership last year? And what do you think you've improved on so far this year? And who's sticking out for you guys?
Well, as far as leaders go, they were there last year. This year, we have the same team back. The juniors are now seniors, and they've even stepped up more in terms of leaders. You know, Taylor, DJ are two just huge. They tell you what to do, they help you out, and then they go out and do it too, lead by example. So I think they've been two huge leaders who've stepped up in their role. Steve Kirkpatrick, I guess you don't hear about him a lot being a walk-on, but you know, he brings invaluable experience to the team and is always talking and helping guys, the young guys, including myself, out on the court.
Okay. Obviously, you know, Taylor talked about in his press conference the season goal for the team is the NCAA tournament. Could you talk about some of your personal goals for the season and what you personally hope to accomplish?
You know, I've never been one to worry about personal goals as much as more contributing to the team in a positive way. You know, if I'm out there working hard, I think I can help, and it, to me, it's more of a team goal that I want to accomplish, like the NCAA. You know, if that means me playing, doing something, changing positions, you know, I'll do whatever. But we definitely, as a team, want to make the tournament and everything that goes along with that.
All right. Well, excellent.